Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, Joyce. I just got hung up on.
I'm sorry.
And that's not you. So just, you know, so I'm a little frustrated, but this is actually my fourth call, not necessarily to this number, but I'm calling regarding the claim for to get a merchandise. So this is a Walgreens survey, I believe.
Okay. Can I start out by getting your telephone number, your zip code to see if I can locate something for you? What's that zip code, please?
That is 90503.
All righty. And your first and last name would be?
Jack. Last name is U-Y-E-N-O.
All righty, give me 1 second, Mr. Jack. Let me see if I can locate anything in my system associated with you, okay?
I hope so.
All right. Mr. Jack, is there any other name associated with the account other than yours?
Yes, it could be no reservation, 90503.
Okay, let me see if I can locate it that way.
Okay.
Mr. Jack, how much are you being billed, may I inquire?
Well, this is like my fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
I was billed $6.99 twice, and then $59.90 something once. And then today's thing said $2.99. It's different every time. I know there's other charges, but... it was deducted from my debit account.
Right. Mr. Jack,
I know exactly.
I am trying to locate an account associated with you. Mr. Jack, let's see here. Maybe I can...
I am a Walgreens member for a long time.
And
this is where the survey is for Walgreens, which is across the street from me. This particular...
I'm not locating you under that. I'm not pulling up anything under that zip code. I spell your first name is J-A-C-K, Jack,
yes.
And
yes.
Spell that last name for me.
It's U as in union,
mm-hmm.
Y-E-N-O.
N-O?
Yeah, that's a Nancy, and O as in Orville.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can locate this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very strange. I'm not locating you under your first or last name. Not mm-hmm. even locating an account.
This is my fourth time, no.
I believe you.
Thank you.
Do you have any other zip code it could have been billed under? Is that your... the zip code it was billed under?
Yes, ma'am. Hmm. This is my home code.
That's... That is strange because now I typed in your name with your spelling of it, and I still didn't pull you up in my system.
Okay. I don't know what to do.
Have you spoken with your credit card company or a bank concerning that charge?
Not regarding this because I've been billed.
Well, I would still speak with them because a lot of times they may be able to better locate it and assist you than you are. You know, they could actually maybe locate something that this number, for some reason, you've called it. And like you said, you've called several times. And even with the correct spelling of your name and the information you've given me, I'm not pulling anything associated with you in my system, and I do apologize for that because usually if I spell, you gave me the correct spelling of your name, you gave me more than enough information that I would need to pull you up, and nothing comes up under your name in my system. So my advice to you is I would get in contact with them concerning that charge, and maybe they will be able to locate it better than you or handle it better than you. Maybe they can actually go through the chains of command and see if they can locate and see what this charge is for.
Well, I don't think so because, you know, I check with my bank frequently on my transition, and, there's nothing in wrong in particular.
Right.
And, the bank is, I don't think they're going to help me any further if this has been built. This is my debit account. This is my checking account.
Well, they still, yeah, this is a debit account, and they still should be able to help you.
Well, I you know what they're going to say is, well, this is an order between you and your vendor. So, you know,
no,
I don't think they mention you anymore.
It really isn't, because you're not locating anything. That's, I'm not pulling up anything associated
right.
with you, and it is
right.
being billed from your account. So they should be able
well,
to actually locate something for you,
and,
because
and
with all the information you've given me,
yeah, what would they do after that? I mean,
they would actually, get in contact whatever number they can actually on your behalf cancel it. And if they request a refund, and then they could actually request a refund on your behalf.
Well, they tell me that I do that. I have to do that with the number that I'm calling.
I don't even understand that, because most companies would definitely, even if you call your financial institute, most of them would be more than happy to assist a customer
yes.
and get that done. So,
you know what? What I'm so really bothered is with, you know, I like Walgreens. It's across the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member for a long time, and I, you know, I like it. So, you know, if anything, I would have believed this particular survey instead of some of the other ones, which I did. And that's the problem I have. I mean, this is a number
right.
I associated with the survey. So
hmm.
not having this is not possible, in my opinion, you know?
Hmm.
So
is this the number that's actually associated with the survey, and is it any number associated anywhere near the that the number? Well, I mean, the number, is there a number associated with that charge that they are actually charging you? Did you see a number, or is this a number?
I think there's a number, but I don't know how that would apply.
I would, if there's a telephone number next to the charge that you're being billed where you can actually see it, I would actually call that number in reference and see what you could accomplish through that telephone number.
Okay.
That may be the number there that you can actually call, and then you could actually get it straightened out yourself. Other than that, I would advise you to get in contact with your card company and see if they can assist you further.
Okay. What if that number is this number?
I don't know, because this happens to be a third-party call center, so I'm not familiar with what number you could have called to actually
mm-hmm.
reach me, because by being a third-party call center, there are multiple numbers.
Okay, but you represent, you know, whoever's making that survey, right? Like,
we represent multiple companies and over 100 different products, and they are online vendors, but by name, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We are only a call center, so, yes, we do represent them, but when you give us a name, that I'm not familiar with.
All right. And you've been very helpful, Joyce. What other advice can you give me besides calling a bank? Because I think I know what you're going to
my,
do. So.
If you see any other numbers that you can call, then give them a call. Other than that, I would just get in contact with my bank and see if they can handle it. Because they are supposed to be able to, on your behalf, to actually assist you with anything that you're unable to accomplish yourself.
So, but theoretically, you being the representative of the people that's doing the survey and the claim,
mm-hmm.
you be the one that really should take charge? No, I mean...
Well, what it is, we are the ones, when you place an order or you are being billed, you can
mm-hmm.
usually call the cart, the number, like me, the third party representative,
right.
And if we are able to locate an account for you, we are usually the ones that can cancel it. We can't create accounts, but we can look up and see if you have an account, and if you'd like to cancel it, I can cancel it for you. The only thing is about yours, with even with all the information you have given me, your name is still not popping up in my system with an account, and that is strange.
So, I mean, where do I go from here? Because I did what I'm supposed to do, right?
Yeah, you've called. You said I'm the fourth time you've called.
Yes, ma'am.
Huh.
Well, not your number. I called your number twice.
Okay.
Two other numbers, other surveys, right?
Two other numbers, and they still were not able to locate anything for you?
No, well, the first time I was hung up on it, just like right 5 minutes ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So you called back, right?
Well, I do apologize for that. If you feel like you need to call any of the other numbers back again, please be more than welcome to do so, because if I'm sure there's something, you're located somewhere, you just not showing up in my system. And as I did say, it's a third-party call center, so there are multiple numbers, and you could have shown up in any other system, just not mine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what would you do, Joyce? Because if I call another number, if they say the same thing,
I would continue to call numbers until I've exhausted them. Then my next outing would be to get in contact with my cardholder.
Okay, but it's been charged, so I can't cancel it. And it's so small.
Trying to do now, it can be canceled if you get in contact with the correct place where correct company that you are being charged from. And then if you would like to, whatever this is, it can be canceled and refunded back to you, but it has to be located so they can see exactly what it is you're being charged for. And I just don't have it in my system.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay.
Joyce, but just for my information, where are you located?
Well, right now I'm at a call center, and it's remotely located in Alabama right now.
Oh, okay. So we're 3 hours apart. Okay,
yeah.
I'm in California.
Yeah.
I'm glad you answered.
Oh, no problem. About answering.
No
problem. I beg your pardon?
Are you 24/7?
Yeah, we are 24/7. So it does not matter what time you call back, someone will be able to answer your call for you, because it is 24/7.
Joyce, I want to say this. I didn't resolve my problem, but I'm glad I spoke with you, because you're a very pleasant lady. You're patient. And
thank you. Well, I do thank you for that compliment. And if you are a father, I hope you had a happy Father's Day and continue with the rest of the evening.
Thank you so much. If there's a survey, send it to me, okay?
Okay, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.